should just, we don't have a table or something, we can put it on. Let me put it on the bucket upside down.
I think I started recording.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you press record?
Yep. My name is Mark Hogben. I was born in 1967 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Here, try this, see if it works.
Pretty far away. Okay. My name is Mark Hogben. Yeah, it looks good. Okay. My name is Mark Hogben. I was born in 1967 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I moved back and forth from England to Canada numerous times. In 1977, we moved to England the second time, and we lived in Littlehampton, West Sussex, where my father bought a twin-masted schooner with an aft cabin and a front cabin. And my brother and I, who's a year and a half younger than I am, lived in the aft cabin in the back. We made quite a few trips with that boat, including up the Seine to Paris and up around the coast towards London to Sandwich. But one summer we took a big trip and we went all along the coast to Southampton and Falmouth and ending up in the Scilly Isles. And after the Scilly Isles, we actually sailed south into the Bay of Biscay and ended up going up to Bordeaux, where we had our mast taken down. And we had our mast taken down because we're going to go through all the canal system of France and end up in the Mediterranean, which we did. So, which was pretty exciting for me and my brother, because it would mean every day or so we were in a new city or town. Of course, we, after Bordeaux, the next big city was Toulouse. And we kept going through the canals. One highlight for me was the seven lock system, L'Écluse, where my brother and I, we spent a day there, of course, and we came down. It seemed to take a very long time to go down all these steps of locks, but compared to all the other locks that we went through in France, this is the only system where it was like a huge hill, or it was very funny for us as kids to think of our boat going down a hill, but that's essentially what it was. So those are my experiences with the seven locks. And for me, it was an exciting place and interesting. It was Europe, so which is very different from where I was, had grown up in Canada. So Canada, where I'm right now, I'm actually on a lake at my cottage in Kipawa, where we have tons and tons of land and tons of space and very few people. And of course, Europe, there's lots of people and lots of history. Canada's a very young country, comparatively to Europe. And so for my brother and I, it was actually a lot of fun to go through to England, of course, and through France and see all the ancient architecture and the people and the towns and what have you, and even the people that operated the locks for the locks that were where we had to, my brother and I had to go out and turn the crank to open up the locks were interesting to us because there was a little family living there. And of course, they would wait till they finished their dinner to come out and operate the lock so that we could go through the lock. Now, there were a lot of barges still going through the French canal system. And that was always fun to watch these big barges pass. So overall, the experience was a lot of fun for my brother and I going through there. Of course, we ended up in the Mediterranean, which is also very different to us because we were used to the high tides and low tides of England. And of course, the tides are nowhere near the distances that the tides move in London because of the Straits of Gibraltar only let so much ocean into the Mediterranean. So the Mediterranean was a very different place for us and an interesting experience. It's very dry and the rocks, the vegetation is sparse and there's beautiful white rocks everywhere. So we had a lot of fun exploring the islands, Île des Zombies near Toulon and places like that. So we'd bring our boat in and we'd moor there for couple weeks, and my brother and I would explore the island and find all these caves, or find come down these cliffs to these hidden beaches, and It was a lot of fun. We'd chase hermit crabs with our masks and snorkels, and we'd play ping pong with the local French kids, and they'd teach us how to swear in French, like merde, and stuff like that, which we thought was very funny because we were used to swearing in English, and I was 11, 12 years old at the time. So again, eventually, at 12, we flew back to Canada, and I continued going to school there. But my memories of France and living on the boat and all these small towns, and also the chaos of every day trying to find a new place to buy your food and your bread, and of course the bread in Europe is so much better than the bread here, made for a very good experience. So that's about as much as I can remember.
How did you end up at Écluse de Fonsérone?
Well, we were forced to go through there because it's one of these strange places where the locks, the river has to go down this large hill to get to the next section. So it just, and you know, the only way you could do it is by steps, step, 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 step. So it's a weird place where to connect to the next river system, you have to go down these seven locks, one step at a time, which is very strange for a boat to be looking down a flight of stairs and knowing you're going to go down each one of these stairs.
How long would it take?
I can't remember. I know it took a good part of the day. Because, you know, at each step you have to wait for the water to go down on one lock and then go up. But of course, once it goes up, it's got to go down again to the next lock. So I remember it. And also, if there's a boat going the other direction, it changes it. But I remember taking a good part of the day, but it was a very long time ago. And it was just one day.
Where were you before that?
Well, on the river system. On the river system somewhere.
You were coming from what?
We were coming from Bordeaux or Toulouse towards the Mediterranean. So.
And what did it feel like for you to go?
There was actually, as I recall, there was another boat also going through the locks, with two French children that Keith and I used to play with. So they were also having to go through it. So
okay.
I remember spending a lot of time waiting, actually. I remember sitting there waiting on the steps of the locks, waiting for the locks to go down or up. But it was fun.
Did you liked it?
Yeah, yeah. Again, it was a new experience. So.
And what brought you to France in the first place?
Plane.
No, I mean, what reasons?
Well, my father had a sabbatical year, and so he was teaching at a university in Montreal. And so it was for sabbatical year. He decided to take it off in England. And then he also taught for a year in England as well.
So it's while you were in England that you were traveling around to France?
Well, whenever vacation time came around, we'd hop in the boat and go somewhere new. But of course, summer was a long time. So that's and also with sabbatical year, he's allowed to take a lot of time off at periods.
That's
so
right.
That's what we did. But we saw sharks and dolphins and all sorts of things. And, you know, there's lots of jellyfish and strange creatures that are in the water that you can see. And also, you know, when you're in a boat with nothing but horizon, everything's water. You know, everywhere you look, north, south, east, west, it's just water to the edge. And sometimes there's a shadow of a ship far away that you can see and, you know, crosses the horizon. But other than that, you're completely alone.
So I guess then when you get to Écluse, it's much smaller space, right? Is that
well, the whole canal system was a much smaller space.
Yeah.
You know, when we're sailing down from the Scilly Isles into the Atlantic Ocean, where the waves can be gigantic, and were gigantic, you see, you know, it's a very lonely time, very quiet time. It's very weird for a kid, you know, you got no TV, nothing, so an entire day is just spent, actually much like it is here, just quiet.
Yeah.
You know, there's the sound of the halyards, the hitting the mast, sound of the metal stays, the metal wires that hold the mast together banging against it, or the ropes that hold the sails banging against the mast. And, you know, like, there's that, and also there's that slow motion of the waves that you can't see that are rocking the boat. So, ka-chang-chang, ka-chang-chang, all day long, you know. But it was nice, you know, we'd fish, we'd do stuff, my brother and I'd play Monopoly. But it was an interesting experience. I think what I liked about it most was that quiet and loneliness, and knowing that you're going to be somewhere interesting. So it's tough now because it's completely quiet and nothing happening, but to knowing that in a day or two you'd be somewhere new and There'd be a new place to buy food. There'd be new things that you could rent, kayaks or something, and new beaches to explore. And, you know, so that for my brother and I, it was that in-between time as you wait to get to that new place. So. And then, of course, in the lock system, you know, there was always activity. There are bridges going over the lock with cars, and there are other boats coming your direction, and you have to keep the boat in the middle of the canal. There's not a lot of room for error.
So was there something particular about Fosseran that was different than all the other locks?
Well, yeah, it's that there were a series of them. There were a lot
the
of them.
Steps.
There were numerous. Normally you go through one lock, and then a couple hours later you go through another one.
Yeah.
And a little while later you go through, sometimes you go through a double.
Yeah.
But the exciting thing to me was the mathematical possibility of so many locks to think you're actually going down a hill in a boat.
Absolutely.
So that's why it always, you know, I never forgot it. I'm sure I forgot lots of other towns and places, but that's one area I never forgot because it was exceptional and also had a big impact on us when you're on a boat. Because we got to a lot of cool things about being on the boat is we'd go over aqueducts, which are water bridges, which is also something I hadn't achieved before. So it's weird to be above the land on a bridge, but you're in the water.
Yeah.
So these little experiences like that I didn't forget either, but mostly the seven locks or that lock system coming down, it left in a memory.
And where did you go after that?
We kept going towards the Mediterranean. Mm. We weren't that far away from the Mediterranean at that point.
Yeah. What year was that?
77 or 78, I think it was 78, because we first went there in 77, so this would have been 78, the summer of 78.
78.
Yeah. I was 11, I was born in 67.
Oh. Do you remember what time in the summer?
Nope.
No?
Well, I imagine it was later, I know it was later in the summer, because we ran out of time, probably in August.
Mm.
We were planning on going to Corsica, and we never made it to Corsica.
Mm.
And I think it's when we hit Ile des Zombies.
Yeah.
That we decided, screw this, we're not going to Corsica, we're just going to spend the rest
nice
of the time
here. Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what happened. So,
yeah.
You know, once we found a paradise on the islands just south of Toulon, we decided to stop and not go any further. And that's where we ended. Because we came back the next year to sail the boat again. And I remember I remember coming in by plane and then taking a train and then waiting for the ferry to take us from Toulon to Ile des Zombies.
Ile des Zombies to get the boat.
So I purposely remember that because knowing I'm going to see the boat again.
Yeah.
Because I remember the boat for me was paradise and school and Montreal was hell.
Yeah.
So I remember I couldn't wait to get there and get back to normal because living on the boat to me was normal and living on a house in a city in Canada was not.
Yeah.
So I was looking forward to that. And there was nervousness too, as there always is when you're going back to an experience which was beautiful, hoping it'll still be beautiful, as many times experience changed the second time round.
So. You think you were aware of that at the age of 12?
Yeah, I think there's a nervousness there.
Yeah.
I certainly remember being in a funny mood waiting for that ferry, hoping the boat's going to be okay, everything's going to be the same.
And.
You know, I had a number of friends that I was playing with on Ile des Zombies, but they wouldn't be there, of course, this time around.
And, yeah.
And, you know, I remember this little French girl I was speaking to when I was 11, and, you know, we hit it off, and, you know, I was wondering if she'd still be there. Of course, she wasn't. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, little memories like that, I guess. I was only 11, but it was a great place. It was a beautiful place, and to be on the water, and especially Ile des Zombies, it was a good experience. It was sad to bring the boat back because it's kind of we'd found paradise and now we're going the wrong way, you know.
Yeah.
Because the same way I felt about Canada, my father and mother felt about England because that's where they were from.
Yes.
So they didn't have this great love. They liked England, but they didn't love it as much as I did because they'd grown up there. So they were happy to be in the Mediterranean.
They were happy to be in France and definitely Mediterranean, which is completely opposite.
In my memories of them, I still believe that the happiest I ever saw them was on the boat. Heading towards Corsica.
Yeah.
So, and that's also why the locks mean a lot to me, because it was a happy time in my life. And we were all heading somewhere, and we all had purpose, and there was no worry, and we were all together, and it was a close family.
It's an adventure.
And we didn't have any of the, you know, nobody else had any influence over our lives, no other relatives, no nothing. It was just that family core of the four of us, me, my brother, my mother, and my dad. So And you know, my brother and I got in fights, but it was, you know, there was a closeness there and a relaxation that I have now with my boys. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm here in Kipwa, on the dock, talking, I'm with my family, and it's the same feeling. There's the four of us. We got nothing to worry about. We got transportation. We got food. We're at camp. There's no other obligations or people to call or bug. So it's paradise, and it's just family. We can joke and laugh and be ourselves and jump in the lake, which is about what I'm going to do right now.
That should be good for me.
So this was recorded in Kipwa, June 15th, 2011. We are Wednesday.